Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in Joshua chapter 5. Joshua 5 is all about making the right things the priority. The chapter opens up by telling us, "Now when all the Amorite kings west of the Jordan and all the Canaanite kings along the coast heard how the Lord had dried up the Jordan before the Israelites until they crossed over, their hearts melted in fear and they no longer had the courage to face the Israelites. That meant that they stayed in their hidey holes, these kings, instead of coming out to meet them in the open field of battle. And when I say hidey holes, I mean city fortresses. Out in the open desert-like terrain in the Middle East, during this period of history, you either had very high city walls that protected your city, or you became the five-finger discount center of the area. Raiders and armies would constantly try to plunder or loot and gain control of the places that had water. So these cities would normally be by sources of water, protecting them. But to stay there, you had to protect what you had. But because the kings west of the river heard that the army of Israel had a God with them who could dry up rivers, they were in a hurry to find out what he could do on dry land. So they let the Israelites be. This gave the Israelites time in Joshua chapter 5 to celebrate the Passover. Yay! And sharpen their knives to circumcise all those who'd not had a chance, which was pretty much all of them. Yay? Verse 4 says, "Now this is why he did so. All those who came out of Egypt, all the men of military age, died in the wilderness on the way after leaving Egypt. All the people that had come out had been circumcised, but all the people born in the wilderness during the journey from Egypt had not. The Israelites had moved about in the wilderness 40 years until all the men who were of military age when they left for Egypt had died, since they had not obeyed the Lord. For the Lord had sworn to them that they would not see the land he had solemnly promised their ancestors to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. So he raised up their sons in their place, and these were the ones Joshua circumcised." Verse 9 reads, "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you.' So the place has been called Gilgal to this day." The word "rolled away" in verse 9 was a play on words regarding circumcision. You see, when you circumcise the... you know what? Never mind. You can figure that one out. The important thing to know is that they couldn't celebrate the Passover unless they were circumcised. And crossing the Jordan River symbolized a new start. That's why John's baptism was there at this same river, the Jordan, in the New Testament. And he made the play on words there at the place called Gilgal, telling them, "Circumcise your hearts." The Jordan River signaled a new start in Israel's history, and John the Baptist was calling them back to that same attitude at the Jordan River. In fact, the way that you became an Israelite was to be circumcised. But not only that, you also would be ceremonially washed in a type of baptism. You see, baptism was actually for Gentiles who wanted to convert to Judaism, and they had to first get circumcised. So when John the Baptist comes on the scene, the scandal is that he's calling Israelites who are circumcised in body only to be circumcised in the heart. And of course, Paul majors on this in the book of Romans and uses it as a major argument. But the whole point of the chapter is really to tell us that they were getting their priorities right. And celebrating the Passover was so important to the worship of God because it symbolized Jesus, who actually died, if you remember, at Passover. Verse 10 through 12 tells us that they celebrated the Passover, and at that meal, it would be the last time they would ever eat the manna. That's right, no more manna for you, no more bread from heaven. From then on, from that day forward, they would have to eat from the produce of the land that they conquered. Which is kind of cool and kind of weird if you think about it. But the manna not falling from heaven was actually a good thing. It was showing that they were getting ready to actually settle and stop being nomads. But eating this meal was the most important thing that an Israelite could do. So much so that when God commanded that the Passover be observed, he actually put a death penalty on those who did not observe it or he said they would be cast out and banished from the rest of the assembly of Israel. So the Israelites sit and they have this meal. It may seem kind of weird that they stop, but it was a type of worship. It was a party. It was a celebration. It was a remembrance. And remember, no play on word intended there, that this is extremely important to the Israelites, to remember all that God had done for them and to never forget that God had freed them from bondage and slavery. And in fact, it's the same kind of remembrance that we have when we eat the Passover. We remember what Christ did for us when he set us free. We can't eat a meal like that enough. Why do I say that? Because we can never remember it too much. When it comes to being thankful for our salvation, there's no such thing as too much of a good thing. Finally, the chapter ends with an encounter. Joshua encounters the one that the Passover actually represents. It ends with Joshua, the commander of the army of Israel, having a surprise meeting with the commander of the army of the Lord. In verse 13, we read, "Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, 'Are you for us or our enemies?' 'Neither,' he replied, 'but as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.' Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, 'What message does my Lord have for his servant?' The commander of the Lord's army replied, 'Take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy.' And Joshua did so." This was a holy moment where Joshua encounters the captain of the army of hosts. And we're not talking about Michael the archangel here. We're talking about Jesus pictured leading his army, as we see in the book of Revelation. But is he for us or our enemies? I love that word, neither. "I am the representative of heaven," Jesus says. "I am for the Lord." That's a powerful word as we look back on this book of battles. Whose side is God on, really? Well, the answer to that is, he's on his own side. He's here to glorify his own name, not the name of any man or the agenda of any human agency or kingdom. He's working out his own purposes in the unfolding of the drama of humanity. And the most important thing in Joshua's life at this time, the upcoming battles, wasn't the most important thing at all. The person standing before him was. The worship of God is the most important thing for any of us. We were created to worship him, or as one songwriter put it, we were born to kiss his feet. That is the ultimate priority, like observing the Passover before you take one step further. Jesus says to him here, "Take off your shoes, for the ground you're standing on is holy." By the way, that isn't how Israel got its name, the Holy Land. That land right there was holy because of who happened to be standing on it. Worship takes the center stage all throughout this chapter, just as it did earlier during the Passover. Now Joshua himself has a fresh head-on collision with God himself, and God reminds him that he's with him wherever he goes, just as he promised. As we leave this chapter and head out to the siege of Jericho, we'll learn that the whole conquest of this land begins and ends with worship, including the battle itself. Any victories in your life, they probably weren't really about those things at all. They were about you and who you were depending upon, who you were worshiping in the midst of those skirmishes. Really, it was about him and how he revealed himself to you in the middle of those trials. We so often focus on the outcome rather than the purpose of our problems, which is to show us who he is. Read Joshua chapter 5 today, and as you do, take your shoes off, for the ground you stand on is holy.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.